she tells me about her day.
Friends she saw, friends she didn't see, yes.
The life of a three-year-old.
I don't think that really changes. 3 to 18, that's kind of the topic of conversation. Oh, well, Julie wasn't there today.
That's what it is. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Maybe she was sick.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So as we settle in on a Wednesday, we got a packed show today. We will be joined by Tiger President of Baseball Operations, Scott Harris, at 8:02.
All right.
First place, best record, 20 games above 500, Detroit Tigers.
That's so wild. Kind of been waiting for this moment over the last couple of weeks. When are they going to hit that 20 games above 500? Because we kind of thought, well, maybe there'd be a downturn. Maybe there'd be a streak where they're only 500. No, they just keep adding to the list. And it's just been, it's been so much fun to watch these guys play. And now, don't look now, but an 8-game lead over the Twins in the division, 9 over the Guardians, 9.5 over the Royals. I mean, they just keep stacking win after win. And this is that streak where we talked about it, where, you know, you look at the teams that they're playing and they should be able to stack some wins. Baltimore, they're not having a great season. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, like they have a streak here where they could really pad that lead in the division.
They are in a great spot. They are set up for a run here with a favorable schedule to really pound into the ground that this team is the best in the Central and leave everybody in the dust. Because it's Baltimore right now, who's playing a little better, but still not having a great year. And then what, Cincinnati this weekend, Pittsburgh next week. There's some free spaces in there for the Tigers. The Rays after that.
Well, they just keep answering questions. And Baltimore came in the last 14, they were 10-4.
Mm-hmm.
And they start with a lefty pitcher. Not anybody who's, you know, lighting anything on fire, but we know it's not a great matchup for this lineup. And they just come in and the righties step up.
Torres, Torque, your guy Dingler.
Yeah, I know. Quietly becoming my favorite Tiger.
I get it. Because he's contributing both sides, defense and at the plate.
Yeah. I mean, what was it, Saturday? I can't remember which day it was this week. It's Saturday or Sunday where, you know, he threw that just laser to second base. And you don't often have a reaction to, you know, okay, it's great to throw a stolen base attempt. It's great to throw him out. But that one with who it was, and it was just a perfect throw.
The exclamation mark last night was the Torque home run to center field.
Yeah.
Outfielder tried his damnedest to rob that home run, but Torque took a pitch inside, straightaway center field, gone, 16th of the year. John, he leads all American League first basemen in home runs. He's got double that Vladdy does, double that Aranda does, Tampa's first baseman who's in the mix. He's an all-star, right?
You sure would think so. And it's...
You say you think so. You think there's a chance he gets screwed?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not Vlad Guerrero Jr. in name, or he's not Goldschmidt in New York?
Yes, I do. I think both of those guys are just going to get more votes because people are going to look at the ballot and go, I don't know. Let's go with Vlad.
I've been voting to Vlad for 30 years.
Yeah, not quite that long.
Vlad and Vlad Jr.
Yeah,
but it's familiarity. Yeah.
It's the incumbent that gets a lot of those votes. And so, yeah, I do think even though he's not having a bad year, but he's not having the year that Torque is having. And it's Aranda, it's Goldschmidt. I mean, you go down the list of first basemen, and Torque is, okay, you look at average, right? He's not hitting for average. But with first baseman, you got to look at everything. And he's had a really good glove. Like, one of the things that we were complaining about last year was not only was his bat not what you needed it to be, his glove, there were errors.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like he wasn't focused on either side. Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing him make some scoops at first base. He's making plays. He's doing all the right things, and he's knocking the hell out of the ball.
Yeah, that's the key. First base, slugging. What's his superpower? Why'd he go number one overall? Torque bombs. He's slugging over 500. It's the highest of any of these first basemen that are in the mix for the all-star spot. You got to be careful with war because certain sites are different, Baseball Reference versus Fangraphs. Yeah. Fangraphs has him right among the leaders in war at first base. Yeah. He should be the representative at the All-Star game. Should doesn't mean will.
He should, and at the least, One of the two.
Yeah, now I don't know, Aranda, is he the only Ray? Is this where they because every team has to have a representative. Right. But they could do to Tampa what they used to do to us.
Yeah.
We'll take your best reliever. You're lucky to have a guy in the All-Star game. Sorry, he's not as good as Torque. Right. You don't get a first baseman, you get a reliever. But I think Torque's one of the two best first baseman. He's, to me, the best first baseman in the AL right now. Should be one of the two in the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. But does he not get the... I mean, does Goldschmidt get more votes just simply because it's the Yankees?
He's in New York. He's hitting 310. Yeah, with no power. He's a singles hitter.
Right, yeah. I mean, you look at the home runs. Aranda, 7. Goldschmidt, 7. Vlad, 8. Torque, 16. Come on.
The other guy would be Tyler Soderstrom with the Athletics. He's got 14 home runs. If he were to run into a stretch, he could garner some of the attention. But he doesn't have a home base. Who's voting for? Like, we have a block here in Detroit. Like, Michiganders are going to fill out those ballots every day for Tigers. Yeah. Who are the A's fans? They themselves don't even claim a city in their name. Who's voting for them? It's not Oakland fans.
Right.
How many people in Sacramento are stuffing the ballot box? Like, they're going to get the token All-Star, I would imagine. I don't think they're going to get enough fan votes for any of their guys.
No, no. And that's really what the Rays should get as well.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it just they're not a very good team. They got one guy that's hitting for singles. Great. Yeah. Nice job.
The other thing I had from last night, I don't think we're going to come up with it, but someone needs like a nickname for our 1-2 punch at the back end of the bullpen. Because Canely and Vest are a really nice compliment. And AJ's talked about shrinking the game and just getting to the eighth.
Yeah.
I mean, Canely comes in and puts out a fire, and then Vest is in. And I know he gave up a home run, but he's throwing gas. He knew he had a 3-run lead, and he put him away. That is, both those guys have all-star cases, too. And those two guys have been a great 1-2 punch for anybody going, oh, the bullpen makes me queasy. Yeah, they need to add a guy at some point.
Yeah.
But they've got a back end secured right now.
And I think it's just going to take a little bit more time, maybe 3-4 more weeks, a couple more like we had last night, where it is Canely comes in, as you mentioned, puts out a fire, and Vest comes in and puts the game away. Because we had this discussion, you know, 30 football, right? Gibbs and Montgomery.
Sonic and Knuckles.
But it took a little time for the Sonic and Knuckles to come up. And I think it was actually one of those guys.
They embraced that.
They came up with it. And so I don't know if Will Vest or Canely will come up with one.
Well, there is a little bit of the yin and yang with them, right? Change up guy versus guy who's throwing 98 fastball.
Careful what you say, because I don't want him to be called yin and yang.
Okay. I didn't say I'm coming up with a nickname. I just would put it out to people. At some point this season, with the way they're playing, someone's going to come up with something creative.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, if the Tigers play just 500 baseball the rest of the way, they would end up with 91 wins. Go Tigers. That's Greg in Coral. Yesterday, an unintentional talk, MLB Network, they had Aranda as the AL All-Star at first base. That's Brett in Port Huron.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, he's all right. If you're looking, just look at the rest of the stats, right? Total bases, and Torque's got 20 more total bases, RBIs. He's got 11 more RBIs. There's just more production from Spencer Torkelson than there is from any other first baseman.
Period. So anyway, we got Scott Harris at 8:02. But before Scott joins the show, we've got a lot to get to. Trade deadline decisions. ESPN put out their list, the biggest need for every team in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that at 6:35. Za'Darius Smith begging to come back to Detroit. Would you hold it against Brad Holmes if they don't get him back in the fold? We have a Red Wing fan survey. Results tabulated. What do fans think of Steve Yzerman, the direction of the organization, the playoff mandate, top free agent targets, and more? We'll get to that. Plus, there's a show dynamic that Heather picked up on that she doesn't really like. That and more. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Five was enough to get it done. Torque 16th of the season leads all American League first baseman. That's your all-star.
Should be.
You never know with snubs and markets and votes. But yes, he is the best first baseman in the American League. Should definitely be one of the two represented at the all-star game.
One thing in his favor is the expectations were so low. In fact, they were so low that he wasn't even expected to be on a roster. So he is talked about as, you know, a comeback player of the year. Javi Baez, comeback player of the year. Oh, there's a lot of different guys that could be in that category. So he is, there is buzz around him simply because he hasn't done this. And we don't know if it's going to be an entire season. We saw it for half of a season 2 years ago. Last year it was horrific.
His career is in jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean, that is in his favor.
So I threw out that the back end of the bullpen could use a nickname, Canely, Vest, 8-9, shutdown guys.
Our texters are usually pretty witty.
I don't think this is a great batch. Mm. And I get it. I don't have anything better, so I'm not trying to put down the listeners. I'm just going to read you some, and maybe one stands out to you, John, okay?
Okay. I'll go into this with an open mind.
Devel in Madison Heights says the nickname for the 8th and 9th guys should be Fire and Ice.
So I do like Fire and Ice. I just don't know if it fits these guys. It seems a little cookie cutter.
Sounds like a figure skating routine.
No.
Fire and Ice.
No. There was an old offensive line guru. His name was Blaze Winters, former player.
Blaze Winters is a great name.
Yeah, Blaze Winters is a great name. But instead of calling him Blaze or Winters, we called him Fire and Ice.
Okay.
Because it was obviously Blaze, Fire.
I love that. Winters. If your name's Blaze Winters, it works really well.
Fire and Ice.
What if we call the bullpen Blaze Winters? The next one says Fire and Rain. Yeah.
Make it rain. Already cost that one off.
The Snow Miser and the Heat Miser from the Christmas movie. The Earth Out of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Canely is the master with his changeup, and Vest is the blaster bringing the heat.
Oh, the master blaster?
Sparky and Trenton.
Ooh.
You're intrigued.
The master blaster. Gotta be careful with that one, but
you do. Thunder and Lightning kind of played out.
Yeah.
That's Sergeant Ammo in Swartz Creek. And how about Smoke and Fire from Lee?
Smoke and Fire. I don't know. Smoke. Yeah.
I see what we're doing.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. I get what we're trying to do. I don't think any of them are going to stick.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the effort and the creativity.
Yeah. Master Blaster would be the best one out of that bunch.
Heather, did one jump out to you?
No, none of them.
Okay. No. She's meaner than I am.
Say it like it is.
What is this?
Master Blaster?
Yes, this is a song called Master Blaster by Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
News to me. I was actually looking for the theme from the Nintendo game, Master Blaster. Mm.
This doesn't really feel like your bullpen guys are coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something more up-tempo.
Yeah.
I can't picture Vest coming out to this to close the game.
No. Coming out with his eyes closed?
A leisurely walk out to the mound.
A stroll, if you will. Tigers 20 games above 500 right now with another win last night. We'll get to Za'Darius Smith at 650 begging to be a Detroit Lion. Would you hold it against Holmes if they don't make it happen? Major League Baseball trade deadline decisions, the Tigers' biggest need. We'll get to that after we get to Heather's news. But first, I want to play some audio from OTAs yesterday.
Oh, sure.
Around the NFL, if you will, John. Some of the choice statements that were made. My favorite is probably that of Myles Garrett. He was asked about Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. He kept it short, simple, and sweet.
Well said.
I love that.
So which is better? And now we had a defensive back that talked about a hit list. Now, he didn't necessarily name names because he wanted, and it wasn't just, you know, trying to knock people out. It was how many interceptions could he get against quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers was one that he had picked off, three times and twice in one game, I believe, at one point. So it was somewhat directed at him, but put him in the graveyard. That's a great quote.
Aaron Rodgers, People notice that wedding ring. Is it a wedding ring? That answers that.
Answers that question.
I thought he was going to say he was matrimonialized.
Oh.
Come on. Don't put it past him. Don't. And one of the biggest headlines out of OTAs yesterday was Shamar Stewart. He's the rookie that the Bengals drafted. He's the other edge rusher they aren't practicing with right now. Everybody knows about Trey Hendrickson. Rookie Shamar Stewart talking about his situation. So his case is, I haven't even signed a contract. I'm not holding out. I've never agreed to terms with the Bengals. And the reporting on this is they won't hand him a boilerplate standard rookie contract. They're trying to play games with him. So he's going, I'm not going to report.
Rookie contracts. It used to be a story about rookies holding out. And if they held out, how would it affect their rookie season? We don't hear that anymore because it is literally boilerplate. Where you're drafted, you get this amount of money, and this is what you know how it's structured. There's not much for debate.
Couple more ticket texts on nicknames before we move on. A lot of love for Shake and Bake from a lot of people. By far the most popular one coming in. Mm-hmm. Ticket texter says, be careful with Fire and Ice. I believe that was a condom brand a while back. Maybe don't make that your
really?
Tandem.
Well, I mean, they are there to protect a win.
Safely. An essential part of safe Tiger games. You want to save the game. Go with the safe choice. Uh-huh. Fire and Ice.
Yes.
Mario and Luigi save the princess. Make them Mario and Luigi.
No, thanks.
No? The closers, 8 Mile and 9 Mile. They can come out to M&M. Eighth inning, ninth inning.
Sure. You're.
Silent Assassins, Under the Radar. Under the Radar Bullpen, Twin Turbos, Volcano Tundra. People are trying. Let's get to Heather with the news.
You guys, there was a bomb threat at Troy Beaumont last night.
Yeah.
So just after 8 p.m., Oakland University sent out an alert that police were informed of a bomb threat at the hospital and actually advised their students, faculty, and staff to evacuate. And then about a little over an hour later, the threat was deemed not credible, thankfully. And this was all done by Corwell Health officials, and they said the all clear was given. A spokesperson for the hospital said an evacuation did not happen. Okay. But man, I mean,
it's always scary.
Isn't
that where they just had the shooting?
Yes. Yeah. So dealing with that now, this thankfully nothing serious for sure. Man, there's an investigation underway in the UP after two campers were found dead on Isle Royale.
Mm.
This is.
I saw the headline. Do they have any idea what happened?
Not that I've heard yet, but park rangers were notified Sunday afternoon about two people who were found dead at a remote backcountry campground within the park. The rangers then set out on a hike, an overnight hike, 11 miles to the campground to kind of figure out what was going on. So far, two people, like I said, were found dead. They have yet to be identified, and it's not known how they died. I'm sure somebody knows a lot more than I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But I have not heard yet. So sad news. I mean, it's you're out. You are out there in the wilderness. Yeah. It is not your typical, let's go camping, right?
No. Like, it's not the kind of camping I just did.
Oh, no. I'm sure they were not glamping. No. I'm sure they did not have electricity and
A heated mattress.
No. Royale is on my bucket list because it is so remote. But if something were to happen, it is really hard to, one, notify anyone or to get resources there to help
them. I definitely want to go too. It is on my bucket list. I don't know how, if I'd want to do like a really lengthy camping trip, but I definitely want to go get out there for sure. A man who was found with a teen who ran away from a Dearborn Heights facility, disappeared for nearly 6 weeks, is now facing charges. So this 62-year-old is accused of sexually assaulting the 16-year-old girl and is also accused of giving her marijuana and concealing her after she fled from custody of her legal guardian. So this guy has been charged with child sexually abusive activity. That's a 20-year felony. Delivery of marijuana to a minor. That's an 8-year felony. And harboring runaways. That's a 1-year misdemeanor. You may remember when this happened. The 16-year-old girl ran away. It was back on March 14th of this year from the Vista Maria facility for vulnerable children in Dearborn Heights. And then she was found safe over a month later at this guy's apartment.
Mm.
Yeah. A crash outside of the Better Made facility, the factory in Detroit,
led to a very slippery situation.
Yeah,
did you hear about this? About 700 gallons of cooking oil spilled onto the streets after a work truck and a tanker truck delivering oil to the factory crashed Tuesday morning. The Detroit Fire Department was called, said none of the oil ended up in the sewer. So
that's good.
That's good. And the trucking company is handling the cleanup.
That's a bummer.
That's a hard cleanup.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes. Let's see. If you're getting married anytime soon, you may want to try to get to Jimmy John's Field on Thursday. So the West Side Woolly Mammoths and the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers will be facing off. But that's not why you want to go. But
the
it
mammoths
is. That's
and the
part
beavers.
Of it. Fernhill Golf Club is giving away a $4,500 gift certificate to use towards a wedding, a shower, any special event that you may have at their venue. So during the game, they're actually going to launch a wedding bouquet from a t-shirt launcher.
Oh, wow.
And whoever catches the bouquet will get this big gift certificate.
Oh, my goodness.
That's smart. I like that.
It's going to get aggressive.
Ugly. Look out.
Yes.
Box out.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty cool. That's a lot of money to go towards a wedding or towards it's a lot of money to go towards a shower. So a pretty cool giveaway. So get out there if you're planning a wedding.
It's Heather with the news. We keep being flooded with nickname ideas.
Oh, okay.
We can read some of those. And it actually does lead us into some deadline decisions for the Tigers. It's next, 97.1. If you're ready for a straighter smile without metal braces, it's time to check in with Brightside Dental, the perfect time for Invisalign. Comfortable and now more affordable than ever. Free Invisalign consultation. There's no pressure, just answers. And if it's right for you, get you into one of those flexible payment plans to make it easy to fit into any budget. Start your Invisalign journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. That's something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa and the Morning Show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care. Tigers just keep winning. 20 games above 500. Dan Dickerson's call. Last night, Torque goes yard. Bullpen shuts the door. Canely puts out a fire and Vest brought the heat in the ninth. That 1-2 punch at the back end of the bullpen. I said they're getting to the point where they deserve a nickname. The Tigers have the fewest blown leads in all of baseball. They're a big reason why. Both of them have an ERA under 2. And John, these nicknames, again, people are trying.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing I can say. They're trying. I don't think we've found the right answer yet. Ticket Texter says lock and load.
Okay.
Bulletproof and Vest. So Vest doesn't get a nickname, but Canely becomes Bulletproof.
I mean, that one's cool.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy? Are we just picking peanut butter and jelly? Are we just picking two things that go together at this point?
So I don't mind the biscuits and gravy. Obviously, it's one of my favorite food groups. But it would, to me, that more is not two guys that are, you know, in the closer category. It's more, it would be a long reliever, the biscuits, setting up Will Vest or Canely as the gravy.
Bullpen could be Canine, eighth and ninth inning. They're dogs. That's kind of the collective bullpen.
Yeah, we already used Canine
for Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Set it, forget it, bullpen name, Robin Akar. Again, we're still looking for the right one. Let's get to Jim in Romeo. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I think I've got the perfect nickname for those two. K2 and Everest. K2 for Canely, Everest for Vest. They're the two tallest mountain peaks in the whole world.
What's the significance with mountains in a bullpen? Am I missing something?
Well, the bullpen is, there's nobody that can climb them. I guess that's the metaphor, right?
Yeah.
Nobody can get over them. It's tough to get over them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're working.
I see where your head's at. Yeah.
Climb at your own risk. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to.
It's not going to stick.
Roll off the tongue.
No. This one just came in. Back end buddies.
Oh boy.
Be very careful.
Yeah. Please no. Please no.
Arm and Hammer.
There's been like three Starsky and Hutches. Why?
Starsky and Hutch.
95 years old.
What about them reminds you?
Starsky and Hutch? I don't know. I mean,
we had an AC/DC I didn't print out.
And Thunderstruck.
I couldn't quite put that together.
Well, the Currents, I guess. I don't know. And I know the band reference, but we got calls coming in on that. We'll take those phone calls. We also wanted to get into like a baseball conversation here, too, because ESPN put out a move for every team to make by the deadline. Must do by the deadline. And for the Tigers, best team in baseball, this is what they had to say. What do they need to do? The Tigers are a near clinch to return to the postseason. They're way past wondering if the breakout is real. They're better than a 50-50 proposition to land the American League's top seed. Still, it's not too early for Detroit to be thinking about an October bullpen that could use a big strikeout arm or two for high leverage mix. Detroit's bullpen has been very good, but ranks in the bottom five in strikeout, swing and miss, and chase rates. Every team wants that for their bullpen, so the sooner the Tigers jump in the trade mix, the better. Ideally, they'd hit July 31st with as much of their heavy lifting done.
Yeah. So don't wait till 4 o'clock on the 31st to try and get a deal done.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing says you have to wait until then. You can go ahead and add it now. It's not likely that it's going to happen in, you know, prior to maybe 3 weeks before the deadline. That's when things start to trickle in a little bit.
Do you think that's their biggest need?
I do. And I'm not so concerned about the swing and miss. We'd love to see more swing and miss. I'm just fine with ground balls, double plays to get out of an inning. I'm fine with, you know, fly balls, but it would be nice to have a little bit more of that. And I do think it is, you got to get to Canely and you got to get the Vest. How do you get there?
And they're not going to throw every game in the playoffs. So occasionally you only have one available. So you got to get the seventh and the eighth.
Right. So that's my point, is whether you're getting to Canely to finish a game or you're getting to Vest, let's talk Skubal. If he goes seven innings and it's a one-run ball game, who are you going to bring in for the end of the seventh and the eighth? Somebody that can pitch an inning in the third. Or even if somebody has to come in for Sawyer Gibson Long, he goes five, gives you five really good innings. How are you going to get through six, seven, and eight to get to Canely or Vest? That's where I think they need to add to the bullpen.
You have said bullpen. Tom, you have gone starting pitching when we've had this conversation before. Do you feel that's the biggest need for this team?
It lowers with Flaherty as long as he maintains some consistency here.
Okay. And you know, I'm going to say bat, but are we represented in three camps here?
Well, you can do more than one.
Right. I think they should add a bullpen piece and a bat.
At this point, I think it's third base.
Okay.
I think it's glaring.
So I know we keep putting a player at third base. I don't really care if it's third base. It just needs to be a right-handed bat. That was one of the concerns I had last night, and I'm glad that they were able to get a win. But when you have a left-handed pitcher and maybe Kerry Carpenter is not in there, or you're starting, and Cole Keith is not in there, Riley Green's going to be in there because he does fine against lefties, but you have so many left-handed bats. I just need a right-handed bat and we could figure out where we're going to put him.
Well, ideally he plays in the infield on the left side, because I mean, shortstop is an issue too. I mean, Javi's come back down to earth. Sweeney's not hitting at all.
Right.
McKinstry's done okay. I know he can play short, he can play third, but you want a little more oomph there. The answer to me is a bat on the left side of the infield. And yes,
ideally,
a right-handed bat.
Yes. Ideally.
Yeah, and I mean, the big fish will be Bregman potentially, but Ooh. Suarez is, I think, very attractive for them.
Suarez, Bichette, we've brought up a couple of these guys. And there's probably guys we're not even thinking of yet. There's still 6 weeks until the deadline.
Yeah, I mean, there are still teams that are trying to make the decision. Are we in it and trying to get a wild card, or are we throwing in the towel and we need to try and find a way to make ourselves better for next year?
I just think Suarez fits the profile. He's expiring. You give up very little. He has right-handed power. You don't have to bring him back, but you could on a one-year deal. You know, I think he fits their timeline to a T.
Ticket text. 248-539-9797. Same with the phones. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township.
Hey, I hope this one doesn't get you emails and stuff, but how about Smith and Wesson?
I'm all right with that. I mean, I don't know that it necessarily. I mean, you got the big guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of steals my joke with the kids, right? I mean, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
I love that. All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Dad, can you lift that? Yeah, sure. Haven't you seen Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson lately?
Ticket textures. Fast and the Furious. We live one inning at a time.
Eh.
SEAL Team 6, they seal the deal after the sixth inning.
Ooh, I like that.
We need a few more relievers to be SEAL Team 6.
I mean, the problem is it's that you don't really want to see them in the sixth. You want to see 8th and 9th.
Right. The janitors, they come in to clean it up and put it away.
Mm.
You guys said it, swing and miss. If they add a third reliever, it could be control, alt, and delete. That'll hate it. I know we can do better.
This is a little computer dorky.
That's the challenge, is finding something that's fun, unique, creative, fits both of them.
Yeah. Keep workshopping it.
Look, we got... Yeah. We don't even have to do it by today, but just start thinking about it. Text it in randomly at some point in the next month. Maybe it'll stick. 248-539-9797. And yeah, we want to know what you think the biggest need is for this baseball team. Bullpen, bat, starting pitcher, something else. Let us know. I mean, those are kind of the only three things.
Well, it is. And I mean, we're still trying to figure out starting pitching. I don't say we're trying to figure it out. We've got some good options. They just have to be healthy and they need to be pitching their best, obviously, by the end of the season. And you believe that you have Scooble and Flaherty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get a chance to see Casey Mize tonight.
Yeah.
What type of control does he have? Is he going to be more like we saw at the beginning of the season? Or, you know, he had some control issues the last couple. When is Reese Olson going to be back? And is...
It shouldn't be that much longer.
I wouldn't think so. So
finger inflammation. It wasn't like a ligament. It wasn't a lower body ailment.
Yeah. And I know some of it is some of the grip with some of the pitches that he's throwing, and that's what created the inflammation. They want to make sure that they get that corrected. So it's not something that continues to reoccur.
Of course.
You certainly don't want it to happen in September.
Right. They're playing the long game, and they've talked about that. Gearing up to play more than 162. I think 180 was AJ's kind of target here.
And, I mean, it's... You start to get into and thinking about the four rotation when you get into the postseason. Who are those four going to be? And if you've got half of it figured out and you think you may have three or four with Olson and Mize, it's not the top of the list for me.
Texter, first one on the sheet. Mize will end up in the bullpen after they acquire a starter. He needs less work.
So, okay, if they do acquire a starter... Then maybe the other way that you work this is Mize becomes that guy that gets you from five to seven or eight.
Two words, JD Martinez. Transparently, I don't know what he's doing this season. I know he's a big name a year ago for a bat.
We talked about him briefly during the preseason.
But I don't know that... I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking infielders. He's, at this point, just a DH. I know he could play a little outfield. Their outfield is pretty good. JD Martinez is a member of the Mets, who are a really good baseball team. Or no, sorry, he was a Met last year.
He's not on a team. He's a free agent.
So wouldn't cost you any. Well, cost you a couple bucks, but you don't have to give up any prospects. How about slice and dice? Change up dices, fastball slices, the Avengers, Moton Muggers, and the Blues Brothers, because they give the batters the blues.
So, I mean, if they went to Blues Brothers and that was their walk-up music, I'd be all for that. A slice and dice, I kind of like that.
I don't hate slice and dice. Nicknames, biggest need. We'll get to Lions conversation as the hour wraps up. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Javi's still contributing. He drove in a run. Torque went deep. Bullpen did their thing. 8-9 shutdown with Canely and Vest. And the Tigers beat the Orioles last night. They are now 20 games above 500. And I just saw this, John. This is from Pat Caputo, who evidently is up early today.
Oh.
With some Tigers context. 8 games is the biggest lead the Tigers have had after 68 games in franchise history. Their 44-24 record is tied for the third best start with the 06 Tigers, the only two better, the 84 Tigers, and the 1909 Tigers.
Mm.
Want some context? That's from the book.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to have that context in knowing what they're doing. I mean, the last time that they were above, you know, 20 games above 500, we talked about that earlier, is the 2013 team.
Which is maybe the most talented Tiger team of my life.
They were loaded. Absolutely yeah. Loaded. So
I would go as far as say they are the most talented team of my life. And this team's out here doing it.
They are. They just keep winning. And I did Baltimore radio yesterday in a little preview of what this team, and the question that they asked is like, you know, how is it the Tigers have been able to flip the script from where they were last year at the trade deadline? Baltimore is basically where
yep.
the Tigers are now. And now Baltimore's where the Tigers were. And I, you know, it's interesting too, because we talk about first base all-stars. There's not that dynamic bat where like there's no Aaron Judge, right? There's nobody there with a huge name. It's just a whole bunch of guys that just keep getting the job done.
We've asked you guys the biggest need. ESPN says it's a bullpen reliever, a swing and miss guy. Let's get to Mike and Troy. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well on this Wednesday morning. Like I told your screener, I need pitching. I need a starting pitcher. I can't trust rookies. I can't trust Casey Mize, Reese Olson. Scooble is dominant. Flaherty's getting back where he needs to be. In the playoffs, you need three great starters. The hitting is there, but we need pitching and more pitching. And yes, I need a bullpen arm, but my number one need is a starter and a bulldog, guys.
So, Mike, let me ask you this. I understand Casey Mize, right? It's been a roller coaster and there's been injuries, but what is it about Reese Olson that you can't trust?
He's not healthy. I need a guy who's going to be healthy. It seems like Mize has injuries. Olson has injuries. With Sawyer Long yesterday, Gibson Sawyer Long, he did great. But you know what? He's still a rookie. He's been out of the league for a couple of years. I need a guy who's going to be equivalent or better than Flaherty, because we know what we're going to get with Scooble.
So you want to upgrade the Olson spot. I'm looking it up. Olson last year in the postseason, he threw 2 games, both against Cleveland. He went 5 innings of one-run baseball and then 4 innings of one-run baseball. It's not like the guy had a blow-up or an oopsie-daisy. He was steady and quality for them.
And I understand right now he is on the IL. So I get that, but he has, when he's pitching, he's been very consistent.
Yeah, but he got hurt last year, too, and that's why chaos happened to a degree.
Right.
So a track record's being built here. That's why I still have – my need is definitely the right-handed bat, third baseman, but or right that side of the infield. But when you look at Mize, we're in this window right now. Okay, he pitched well the first 6 weeks. There is now scouting on him.
He got hurt. He's come back. They're scouting, sure.
Yeah, so now how does he respond here? So over the course of the next month, which the Casey Mize we get, and if you still have questions about Olson being healthy, all of a sudden this becomes a humongous need. Like, I don't feel like they have a rock at number 3, and that's kind of usually what I want in my starting staff. It's just somebody can go out there and usually give me 5 or 6 innings and doesn't get torched.
I think that's why tonight and these starts for Casey between now and the deadline are critical.
I agree with that.
All right, Za'Darius Smith, yesterday, talk of the town. I want to be in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Begging to be in Detroit, I would say, John.
Oh, yeah. I mean... The quotes, and we read them all yesterday, but I think it's the first one that he had is probably the most telling. We both know where I want to be. Hopefully I can get back to Detroit. He keeps talking about the coaching staff and blah, and then he says, hopefully I get back where I want to be in Detroit. I don't know if it gets more obvious than that.
He says, I've done the sacks, the All-Pros, the Pro Bowls. I want a ring and a championship. Begging to come back to Detroit. John, the question I have is this. Would you hold it against Brad Holmes if they don't bring Za'Darius back? And I understand it's not going to happen immediately. and he might not want to go through some of training camp. Well,
you're learning some patience. It doesn't have to happen right now. It doesn't have to be on the roster right now.
But if
it's okay if it still happens?
My question is, what if it doesn't happen at all? He's not here when they're ramping up in late August, getting into September for football games. If he's not here, would you hold that against Brad Holmes?
So it depends on the context. And it can be as simple as, is Za'Darius Smith a better option? And I'll list off some guys. And okay, you just tell me yes or no when I get to the end of the list. Is Za'Darius Smith a better option than Josh Pascal, Al-Quadin Muhammad,
yes,
Marcus Davenport,
yes,
Ahmed Hassanin,
the rookie out of Boise, yes.
Yeah, Mitchell Agudé.
Who?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that makes it seem obvious.
So I want to give
where
you...
Where it's not obvious is when we see Za'Darius Smith, because he's going to be in the NFL next year. We hope it's in Detroit. He said he hopes it's in Detroit. He's a better option than what we have. The context where I won't be upset is when you see whatever he signs for and the terms of the deal, how the deal is structured, that's going to be the issue. Is he just going to get more money than the Lions are willing to pay?
So assuming it's a one-year deal.
Right, but assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's a one-year deal, I mean, the Lions have some extra cap for this year and this year only.
Correct. But does he at the point of his career where he wants two or three?
It's a fair question. He was incredibly productive with the Lions last year. And to the point where when he joined Detroit, he was a pressure machine. He produced sacks. He was their number one guy. There wasn't Aiden drawing double teams. And he more than delivered for this football team. In fact, if you start stacking him up around the league, he trailed only Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett in quarterback pressures from the day he showed up in Allen Park.
So what does that mean in dollars and cents?
Well, it means they're not going to get him for a buck. But I think that he has shown you he's willing to compromise to be here. If you can get a highly productive player who you know fits in the culture, produces for your team, wants, shares your goals and visions, has said, hey, I'll help Aiden and mentor. I've been that guy. I've been the double-digit sack guy. He's checking every box. He's all but on his knees pleading to come here. And if Brad Holmes says, nah, of course you'd think less of him for that.
Sure. But it also, some of it, again, context. How much does he sign for? How many years? Does he get a three-year deal from Buffalo? All right, if he ends up in Buffalo, yeah, we'll be mad. Because
well, that's the other level of this. Yeah, right. He picks a different contender instead of us.
So he's already said he wants, it's about the championship ring.
Yeah.
And how much is he willing to, less is he willing to take because he wants that championship ring? Not that the Lions or anybody else has to give him a discount, but that's one of the things that he has said. He sent a signal saying, yes, I do believe that the Lions are a Super Bowl contender. I want to wear a Super Bowl ring. I want to have that as part of my legacy and my career of the NFL. I want it to be in Detroit. That's all great. But there are other teams. Buffalo. Could Baltimore use an increase in their defensive and pressuring
sure,
a quarterback?
Sure.
So there are other teams that are going to be in the market. How many years? How much money? And if because of the numbers that he had last year, he does deserve a decent contract.
He does.
So if he gets something that maybe is above market value, then I'm not going to be mad at Brad Holmes.
The way it reads today is he'd take less to be a Detroit Lion. So if that changes, fine. But as we understand the current situation right, is he's saying, please, 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 please make me a Detroit Lion. And if our response is we're good at edge, why would we need a second edge? The public comments we've heard,
yeah,
that's not good.
I agree. So I need to see it
play out. Okay. It's 97-1.